This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Coronavirus hospitalizations remain flat for a fifth week, according to the state's dashboard. The health department reported 324 people with confirmed COVID-19 cases this week. Dr. Anuj Mehta, a pulmonologist at Denver Health, says hospitals are also seeing patients needing treatment for a lot of other things.
We're still seeing a lot of high volumes because of kind of leftover disease from the last couple of years.
Transmission is still high. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, has been in the double digits for the last 6 weeks, and that doesn't include most home rapid tests. And Coloradans continue to die from the virus. The state saw at least 45 people dying from COVID-19 each week in June. Superior is adding charging stations for electric vehicles. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Two new stations are coming online as Boulder County sees an uptick in electric vehicles. Superior sustainability analyst Alyssa Vogan says the stations will come with a fee as a way to incentivize car owners.
The best place to charge is at your house, tapping into your own electrical infrastructure. But it is important to have other places where you'll be going, that your car will be parked for a period of time, to have chargers as well.
EV owners were able to charge up for free before, but now it's going to cost them 18 cents a kilowatt hour. The new stations are expected to be online by next week. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A flash flood watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for multiple counties west of Denver. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.